TLC and Waterfalls, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. You can drop a text into us today on 087 4100 102. We can also send WhatsApps. And then, of course, you can email dermotanddave@todayfm.com.
You know, people say to myself and Dave, you know, we're lucky to have these jobs. It seems like a pretty cool job to be hanging out with your best mate, just talking rubbish all day.
Seems like it, but it's a bloody nightmare. You've no idea.
The man sitting beside us has the coolest job because every time we meet, he has some amazing story about what he's just been up to. Dave Humphreys, motoring journalist with CompleteCar.ie. How are you, Dave?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
You were where last week?
So I started off my week in Stuttgart doing one thing, but then the rest of the week I was down in Morocco and driving through the Sahara Desert. As you do.
Standard.
As you do. Yeah.
What were you doing? What kind of driving?
So we were driving the new BMW X3 down there, and BMW thought, well, you know, SUVs are meant to go off-road, so let's go off-road.
We drove an entire day
off-road across dried lake beds and then sand dunes and everything. And I would add, cars were also on standard road tyres.
All right.
So no special treatment. They were totally the car you would buy, and they didn't skip a beat.
Isn't there a mad kind of desert dust and stuff?
Yeah, it is like something out of Mad Max. And if you want to feel small, go out there, because you can look as far as you can see and just see nothing but the horizon.
Where did you stay while you were out there?
So the first night, we were eased into it in Marrakesh. We stayed in a very nice kind of 5-star luxury hotel, but the second night...
I saw the picture online that you posted, and it was your bedroom had its own swimming pool.
Yeah, I had an 8-meter by 8-meter swimming pool in my room.
That'll give you an idea of the size of the room.
And the jacuzzi.
Yeah. But the next night?
And so the second night we stayed out in the desert, in tents, literally in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by sand dunes, and absolutely incredible. The sky at night, just you could see the entire Milky Way. It was like something, it's never seen anything like
that. That is something I definitely want to do. That's on my bucket list. Like the mind swimming with dolphins.
Is there a space on the CAO form for your job? Like that people can fill in.
I didn't know at the time. So.
Well, look, you're here to talk about cars and in particular, something new that's going to be in every car sold in Ireland from next April.
Yes.
And what is it?
It's called eCall. So some cars already have it, but this is now going to be mandatory to have it. And what it does is, in the event of the car being in an accident, so like if the airbags go off, the car can actually immediately contact the emergency services, so that it speeds up the reaction time. And it does, so you don't have to wait, you know, for you to, everyone go, oh, are we okay? Oh, we need to call the services. Mm-hmm. So it does it automatically. There's a SIM card in the car. So as soon as the sensors of the car detect that there's been an accident, it will immediately contact the services. It can give them the exact GPS location. It can tell them the type of accident that it had. So if it was like a frontal collision, can work out how many people are in the car using seat sensors. So it can just say there's 3 people in the car. But what it also does is, when it happens, it opens a phone line between you and the emergency services in the car. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't work through your mobile. So it doesn't matter if you don't have your mobile with you. And they would talk to you and basically say, are you okay? We see there's been an accident.
What injuries are there?
And if it's a case that nobody responds, so you might be unconscious,
sure,
they can at least know exactly where you are, know that you've been in an accident, and can dispatch the emergency services.
It is amazing the amount of information that a car can know. And I know that this was delayed in coming on stream because of privacy concerns as to what information the car had and who it could relay that information to.
So the system, how it works is, the system is basically dormant in the car while you're driving along. So nobody's kind of tracking your every move or anything like that. It's only activated in the event of an accident. So when you know, the sensors in the car detect there's been an accident, it's not going to go off if you're nudging out of a space and you kind of tip your bumper.
Suddenly there's a fireman cutting you out of your seat. I'm fine, it was just a tip.
But they reckon that this kind of system could save 2,500 lives a year.
Oh yeah, like I saw.
There are accidents when you could be on your own driving home and go into a ditch and at night and nobody might see you. You might be on a rural road. Mm. This can cut down potentially hours before you're found.
That's it. I saw stats somewhere that it's like, it can cut in urban areas, can cut ambulance response times by 60%, which is phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, and importantly, 50% in rural areas where people don't have the same sort of you know, availability of emergency services.
Yeah. Are the car makers going to provide us with extra emergency services to cope with all of this? Because
it would be nice.
You know, in rural areas, it's hard enough to get an ambulance. Yes, calling them seems to be okay. It's actually getting someone to come out to you is the issue.
This is a struggle. But yeah, it's a really good system. As I said, some cars already have it, but as of April next year, every new car sold has to have this system. And
is the EU kind of leading the way in a lot of road safety stuff? I mean, I know it gets kind of pilloried a lot of times, particularly from the US, because, for example, the on-street passenger safety is a huge thing for the EU and making it safe for pedestrians.
Well,
so that impacts on the design of cars and that. So they do seem to be, for all the things that we might say about them, they are definitely pushing a much safer Europe, and that's helping around the world then.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, in Europe we also have a thing called Euro NCAP, which is the safety rating for cars, and there every year that test gets more difficult. So it's not just a case of there's a set standard that the cars have
you
to improve.
Keep beating,
every year they keep raising the standard, so it has to be more electronic systems to help, you know, in the event of an accident or prevent an accident, like autonomous braking. The design of cars is absolutely affected by, you know, all these regulations. So pedestrian impact, for example, the front of cars have to be angled at a certain way, and they have to be able to deform a certain way in the event of an accident. So, but car, you know, modern cars now are infinitely safer than, you know, cars from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, and we know that Volvo is currently running ads for the system that I think we spoke about it before, that they're going to possibly be able to prevent, under a certain speed, prevent any accident.
Volvo came out with a very bold claim a couple of years ago that by 2020 nobody will be killed in a Volvo. They're really pushing safety. And they have been for a long time. Mm. But all it's not just them; it's all the car manufacturers are making really big strides in safety.
We're chatting here to Dave Humphreys, motoring journalist with CompleteCar.ie. There's a WhatsApp in for you from Robert, Dave, and he says, just a quick one, if your car has been stolen by a few individuals and they crash and make a run for it, your car calls for an ambulance and they arrive to an empty car, who pays?
So, yeah, that's all down to insurance. But one interesting point, you talk about the car being stolen. There are systems like, for example, Opel have a thing called OnStar, which is basically this kind of system. But what it also does is it can track the car. So if your car is stolen, you can literally contact OnStar straight away and they can actually track the car exactly where it is.
So it's like find my iPhone for cars.
It's exactly what it is, yes.
Right.
if you don't leave your car down the back of the sofa.
Yeah.
On silence.
We forget to turn on Find My Car, which most of us do.
One other thing I wanted to talk to you about is something I saw. You were in Tokyo at the motor show, weren't you?
Yes, yeah, a couple of shows.
I saw something that Mitsubishi have taken the kind of driver aid thing to a new level, and they're going to have what seems on paper to me like the most annoying backseat driver for your car itself is going to do that. It's going to basically tell you how to drive better.
Yeah, so Mitsubishi unveiled this really interesting concept called the E-Evolution, and it's an SUV and it has driver aids. But normally we see driver aids being, we're going to make everything autonomous and
yeah,
you
take
won't
your hands
have
off
to
the
drive
steering wheel,
and don't
yeah.
touch anything. And they said, actually, you turned it on its head and said, well, actually, let's make all these systems and help them improve driving ability. So it's a bit like it can do stuff like it can help you find the right line to take on the road because it has all these cameras and sensors. It's a bit like having ghost mode when you're playing a video game and it shows you
where
the
you
right,
should be
where
driving.
You should be on the road.
Right.
And it can use all these sensors to learn. Basically, uses AI learning, artificial intelligence to understand how you drive and then see, oh, actually, well, we could actually make Dave a better driver
by braking
later or, you know, driving more efficiently.
Or like TomTom where you can choose, I choose Arnold Schwarzenegger to be my my voice. I hope you can choose like my annoyed mother. You're going too fast. Put your belt on. You shouldn't be in that lane. Does he know where you are? Can you see? Like, that's all I hope my car
is. Anything that's designed to suggest that you could drive better, no man is ever going to turn that option on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it could be optional, so yeah, we'll see.
Well, you know, I'm all for safety and things being installed in cars that make our lives safer and that save lives, I'm up for that. But I am very dubious about technology in general because it never works as well as it promises to work. And, you know, particularly, let's take Siri, for example. Yeah. I mean, if you're in a crash and we're using similar technology, I can see this happening where you're trapped in the wreckage, you get through to the guy and you go, my legs are broken, I can't see out of one eye, I'm losing consciousness. And then suddenly you hear Siri goes, here are the pizza restaurants in your area. This is what we're going to end up dealing with, Dave.
It's not all that bad. Have a little faith in the engineers doing this.
That's just Dermot's experience with technology, we should point out. He walks out like walks around like a human EMT pulse. Dave Humphreys, Motoring Journalist for CompleteCar.ie. Thanks a million for coming in.
Cheers, guys.
Any questions? 087 4100 102 and your chance to win some cash with Ashley Luckett. Isn't that it? Coming your way in a few minutes on Today FM.